Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Every day, 7 days a week, I like to give you small bite-sized nuggets of advice that are going to help you find work more quickly. And on this show, I take some time to talk with you about the best times and the best days for scheduling interviews. I think you'll find this very helpful. It's not a rule, it's a guideline, just to be clear. I've found over the years that these are really the best days to do, and I want you to hear me out. And if you find this helpful, please give No BS Job Search Advice 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher or whatever service you listen to it on. It's going to help other people discover the show. And with that, hang in there, by the way, after the show itself for the outro. I think you'll find something real helpful there as well. Hope you have a great day, and here we go. And today we're going to talk about the best and worst times of the week to interview. Now, the premise that I'm working with is these are for traditional 9-to-5 jobs. Now, some jobs are 8-to-4, some are 8-to-7, whatever it is. It's a day job rather than someone who works off hours. I'll do a video about that on another occasion. But for now, let's look in terms of the traditional 9-to-5 job. So, premise number one. You want to get in the door as soon as possible. Some people have the belief that you want to be the last person interviewed. You know, sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. The idea behind it is let them see other people, let them get clearer about what they dislike and what they really need by interviewing other people, and you'll swoop in at the end to get the job. Doesn't always work that way. Sometimes the first person in the door is the one that's hired because they're strong and they set the bar for which other people have to compete. So to me, rather than play the game of, can I get in the door last? You want to get in as soon as possible. Now, if they call you up at 12 o'clock and say, could you be here at noon? At 2, that probably isn't going to work for you in your schedule. But, you know, let's look in terms of reasonable amount of time. Now, next part of this is what days of the week are best and worst. Now, to me, Friday afternoon is a bad one. Another one to me is Monday morning. Invariably, Friday afternoon, people try to get out early. Monday morning, they've got stuff to catch up on, plus the usual office gossip. Hi, how was your weekend? Fine, how was your weekend? Good. What did you do? And all that kind of nonsense. So, you ideally want to start Monday after lunch. And if you can, Tuesday is often the best day of the week. And it has a subtlety to it. Why do I think Tuesday is a great day of the week? Because they have a couple of days to be able to get back to you about next steps. Friday, Thursday, sometimes replies go over the weekend. And any positive feelings they may feel about you get dissipated with time. So to me, Tuesday and secondly, Wednesday are ideal. I try not to do first thing in the morning because, like I said, sometimes people walk into catastrophes and they need to respond. And while you're interviewing with them, their mind gets distracted. I try not to do things at the back end of the day if possible. People are trying to get out, get off to other things. But sometimes it's necessary because I do believe you try and get in as soon as possible. But again, your ideal day is Tuesday, secondly, Wednesday. You ideally want to do things mid to late morning and later. You don't want to do Friday afternoons or Monday mornings if possible. And if sometimes it isn't impossible to do, you have to do with that. But if you have the choice, those are the days to go for. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost you job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, this show, it comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week. I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.